CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China's top legislature has announced plans to add the new national anthem law to Annex 3 of Hong Kong's basic law. This clears the way for the Hong Kong government to add it into its legal framework. The national anthem law was adopted in September and came into force last month. The law stipulates that people can be detained if they maliciously modify the lyrics or play or sing the national anthem in a distorted or disrespectful way in public. A recent amendment to the criminal law now allows for the courts to jail people for up to 3 years if they break the national anthem laws. Hong Kong's football team was hit with sanctions by FIFA earlier this year after fans booed the national anthem. China's top legislature has voted to appoint Zhao Kezhi as the new Minister of Public Security. Zhao was previously the party secretary for Hebei. He takes over from Guo Shengkun, who is now the head of the CPC Political and Legal Affairs Committee. China's top legislature has confirmed the former party chief of Chongqing had been disqualified as a deputy to the National People's Congress. Sun Zhengcai was dismissed from his post in September for serious violations of party discipline. He was put under investigation in July for yet unspecified reasons. His case has since been handed over to judicial authorities for possible prosecution. Typhoon Demri has left at least 20 dead and 17 others missing after plowing into Vietnam's central and southern regions on Saturday. The typhoon made landfall early Saturday morning with winds of around 90 kilometers per hour. While not overly powerful, it destroyed over 500 homes, caused blackouts and landslides that blocked roads and rail transport in some affected areas. Damre has also caused damage in the city of Da Nang, which is set to host the APEC sessions this week. Around 10,000 people are due to attend the sessions in Da Nang this week. Chinese President Xi Jinping is scheduled to attend the APEC Leaders Summit. Lebanon's Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, has announced his resignation. In a televised speech, Hariri has suggested that Iran and his Hezbollah allies in Lebanon are behind the plot to assassinate him. Hariri, the 47-year-old son of late former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, was appointed as Prime Minister earlier this year under a political compromise worked out under President Michel Aoun, who is a Hezbollah supporter. Hezbollah has been implicated in the assassination of Hariri's father in 2005. It remains unclear at this point who might take over from Saad Hariri as Lebanon's prime minister. Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels have confirmed they've fired a long-range ballistic missile at the international airport in the Saudi capital Riyadh on Saturday night. Houthi officials say the missile hit its mark. However, the Saudi government says the missile missed its mark, exploding north of the airport. No casualties have been reported. The Iranian-backed Houthis have been targeting missiles at various Saudi cities since the war with the Saudi-led coalition began in 2015. Scottish Child Care Minister Mark MacDonald has announced resignation over allegations connected to his private life. In stepping down, MacDonald has apologized to anyone he's upset or who might have found his behavior inappropriate. Details as to what MacDonald may have done have not yet come to light. MacDonald is reportedly one of two Scottish National Party members currently under investigation over possible misconduct. Earlier in the week, British former Defense Secretary Michael Fallon was also forced to step down amid allegations of sexual harassment. China's largest trade fair has concluded its latest session. The fall session of the Canton Fair has seen export turnover of some $30 billion, up 8.2% year-on-year. Export volumes with the Belt and Road countries have come in at around $9.4 billion. This accounts for over 30% of the fair's total and represents a 13.6% increase from last year. The Canton Fair, officially known as the China Import and Export Fair, is held every spring and fall in Guangzhou. It's been viewed by many as a barometer of China's overall export situation. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.